Don't get all mixed up with all these mannerisms and careerisms and all kind of fancy labels and things people puts on the bottles and tries to get us to drink from to get healing and to get wealth and to get hurry up with gifts of the Spirit and so forth. Those things do not work. They'll bring you back into your creedal cells of philosophy that will bring you into bondage. That's even worse than the beginning. Peter explains it in this manner. 2 Peter 3. Verse 1, there were false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and shall bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow these false teachers and their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The way of truth. That's the way of blessing, as the trio sang this morning. I've discovered the way of blessing. I've discovered the way of joy. I've discovered relief from sadness, and a happiness without alloy, and so forth. Praise God, I have too. I ain't going to let nobody mess me up. That's what I'm trying to get you folks anchored, rooted, and grounded where nobody can't mess you up. So he said, many will follow these false teachers in their pernicious ways and speak evil of the way of truth, and through covetousness. That's, they want your money. They'll fiend words and make merchandise of you. Merchandise. They'll put you out here on the bargain counter. You'll be out here on the auctioneer's block. You'll be what is that guy in the carnival that hollers and squalls and gets you over there and gets you money, selling you a wad of cotton candy or something or another for about $2 or $3 when it's worth about 3 cents? A vendor. Merchandise. Vending machine. Praise God, somebody gets these traveling preachers and their words of vanity. God have mercy. Fiend words. Make merchandise of you because they're covetous, but their judgment of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now listen to this, verse 12. But these, as natural brute beasts, are made to be taken and destroyed. They speak evil of things they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Peter's a great preacher, isn't he, talking about that corruption, pollution? Now you get on pollution in the next chapter. Now he says, they'll receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Verse 14, they have eyes full of adultery. They cannot cease from sin. They can't. They were never set free. They never experienced the freedom that Jesus Christ came to bring and paid the price for on Calvary. They haven't experienced it. They're hypocrites. They're seducers. They're beguilers. They're deceivers. They're bewitchers. And they'll take advantage of your naiveness if you don't get rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Oh, Lord. Naive. That's what too many Christians are. All right, verse 15. They've forsaken the right way and gone the way of Balaam, the son of Bozer, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. They forsook the right way. They don't like the way of the cross that leads home. Now go on down. Verse 18. They speak great swelling words of vanity. They'll lure through the lust of the flesh. They'll let you dress the way you want to. They'll let you go partying. They'll let you go cocktailing. They'll let you mimic the world in your lifestyle and say, oh, you know, the Lord looks on the hardest man that looks on the outward appearance, the old black mouse. There ain't no such a stinking thing. They quote first Samuel 16 and 7. Oh, the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. We'll only quote the rest of it. That's just the last half. The Lord said to Samuel, look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature. He looked one of them big old boys of Jesse about to pour the anointing oil on him. The Lord said, hey, don't you look at that big old fella because he's big. You look on the appearance, but I'm looking on the heart. He wasn't talking about the way a woman dressed in her ungodly, stinking, idolatrous life. Get up and apparel. And men and everybody else. We're talking nothing about that. These jack-legged preachers. God have mercy sakes. He's talking about the size of a fella. Well, they can take these scriptures out of their connotations. He said, they promise you liberty. Verse 19, 2 Peter 3. But they themselves are the servants of corruption. There's that old word again. The servants of corruption. See what they do? They pervert you. They bewitch you. They beguile you. They seduce you. They deceive you. They lead you back into bondage. God have mercy. Jesus come to set you free and to keep you free. And he that is free by the Son of Man is free indeed. Didn't mean you go back and live like you used to be. Verse 31, it started off in John 8, said, he said to those Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you continue in my word, it's conditional. If you want to keep free, it's conditional that you live in the word of God. Now verse 20, if after they've escaped the pollutions, now he gets in pollutions, of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and are entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. See, if after they've escaped the pollutions of the world as a Christian, if they truly were saved, and you escape those pollutions, but you go back and you're overcome with them. God got you out of that mess. You go back and you're overcome with them. God says the latter end is worse with them than it was in the beginning, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, then after they've known it, to turn from the holy commandment that was delivered to them. It's happened to them just like it is Christians today, and the church is full of them. Vagabond Jews are everywhere, overcome with the corruptions and pollutions of this present evil world. It's happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. God, have mercy sakes in this world. God came to set us, sent Jesus Christ to set us free. And the Lord didn't cover everything by his grace. The Bible, as I told you at the beginning of the service, John 1:17 says the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Titus 2:11 through 13 says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, there's them pollutions. You deny yourself of them. You don't get involved into them. You avoid them like the mumps and the measles and the plagues and the rattlesnakes. God have mercy. They're destructive. They'll kill you. He said, teaching you that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Right now in this present world, not in eternity. Now! You got to live holy like you're going to live when you get to heaven in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Looking for him. Who redeemed us?